Three representatives of Florida's Citrus Research and Development Foundation recently went to Brazil to see how researchers and growers there are attempting to deal with HLB. Foundation Chief Operations Officer Harold Browning reports.
The chair of the Research Management Committee, Bobby Barbin, and the Commercial Product Delivery Committee, Ben McLean, and I went down to Brazil for a week to mainly get an update on what they're doing in research and strengthen our collaborations and see some of the field trials that are underway. So we spent a week in the state of São Paulo, hosted primarily by Funda Citrus, which is kind of our partner organization in Brazil. And we looked at groves, both large and small, successful and less successful, and had a chance to see a lot of the experiments that are underway trying to find solutions to HLB there.
Any one or two experiments that caught your attention especially?
Well, I'd say first in general that we hear a lot from Brazil in terms of their aggressive efforts to use border treatments and try to manage the situation with neighbors that may be producing more inoculum and more psyllids through lack of input. So we saw a lot of examples of that, but probably more importantly in a research situation, we saw some well-replicated, well-designed experiments looking at nutrition that are now in their third year, and they've applied a variety of treatments with the intent to see what matters in terms of retaining tree health. And so got a really good look at that, and we spent a day looking at some other more grower trial kinds of applications of nutritions and other materials combined that are being used by some growers to understand and manage HLB. So quite a few field trials, saw some reflective mulch experiments and a number of other things that are underway there that kind of complement what we're doing here in Florida. We hear a lot, and it's hard to ground truth those things without being on the ground. And as a researcher, of course, I'm looking at it a little differently from growers. And so my desire was to learn what the testing is and the rigor of their experiments and so on. Whereas Bobby and Ben were really looking at it from a grower perspective, saying, hey, is this working for them? And how does that compare to what we're doing here in Florida? So I think it was a great example of seeing what's going on. And we had a lot of discussions with people about how we can do more to cooperate and learn from each other. So it was a real good experience.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.